Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for March 19th, 2026 at 7:02 a.m. We have three key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. Cloud software giant Salesforce, ticker CRM, has announced a massive $50 billion board-authorized share buyback program. They've kicked things off with an accelerated $25 billion repurchase, signaling strong confidence and long-term growth. While the stock has seen a recent bounce around this news, its 90-day share price return stands at a positive 24.63%, but the one-year total shareholder return is still down significantly at negative 29.99%. This substantial capital return initiative, coupled with recent AI-driven client wins, suggests management sees value in its shares despite the mixed short-to-medium-term performance. Investors will be watching how this substantial buyback impacts earnings per share and overall market sentiment moving forward. Next up, update 2. Moving to another software powerhouse, Adobe, ticker ADBE, known for its ubiquitous creative suite including Photoshop and Illustrator, has seen its stock decline more than 34% over the past year. The shares took a further beating following its fiscal first quarter results last week. Market sentiment continues to view Adobe as a potential casualty of the SaaS apocalypse, driven by concerns that generative AI could disrupt traditional software models and erode its competitive moat. Despite these headwinds and fears, some analysts maintain that the bull case for Adobe remains intact, pointing to its strong ecosystem and continued innovation. This presents a divergence for investors to consider: the market's current AI-driven skepticism versus a longer-term belief in Adobe's resilience. And finally, update number 3. Data analytics software company Palantir Technologies, ticker PLTR, is back in focus after securing a significant long-term $10 billion contract with the U.S. Army. This substantial win, along with new defense and AI collaborations with partners like GE Aerospace, Ondas, and NVIDIA, highlights Palantir's growing presence in both government and enterprise sectors. Despite these recent positive developments, the stock has experienced a pullback, declining 17.7% over the last 3 months and 8.99% year-to-date, following a sharp run earlier this year. However, its one-year total shareholder return remains impressively high at 77.43%. The market is clearly weighing the excitement of major contract wins against earlier gains, making its current valuation a key point of discussion for investors. That concludes all three updates in your morning brief for March 19, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainheart.com.